lot of questions at home. I figured so. I know Isabel does. So the little girl's asking a lot of questions, and so she asks her mom, she says, "Mom, where does God live?" And here's what mom says. She says, "Hope," that's the little girl's name, "God lives in heaven, way up in the sky." Well, she wasn't happy with that answer. So she decided to walk around and see what she could find out. So come follow me. We're going to take a little walk. So she said, "Mrs. Peep, where does God live?" And here's what Mrs. Peep said. "I've seen clouds and stars and skies of blue, the moon and rainbows and lightning too. I've never seen heaven, though I've flown far and near. But the sky is so lovely, God has to live here." So Mom had said heaven. What did Miss Peep say?
The sky.
The sky. Well, she still wasn't happy. So she went to Mr. Paul. And let's see what he said. He said, "Look at the flowers and wide open spaces, the trees and the butterflies, these beautiful places. To me, this is almost like heaven, you see. That's how I know that God lives here with me." So he's saying, "No, it's not the sky, it's where I live." Well, Hope is still not happy. So she decides to talk to Miss Fish. Let's go see Miss Fish. Miss Fish says, "Oh no, that's not true. That can't really be. I know that God lives in the stream here with me. This crystal blue water is lovely, I know. God lives here with me in the waters below." So now Mama said heaven, the bird has said the sky, the frog has said near his streams and flowers, and now the fish says, "No, it's under the water." What are we to do? Well, like most of you, I bet you would go ask Grandma if you weren't sure. What do you think? So come sit down with me, and I'm going to be Grandma. Not for a long, long time, but today. So here's what Grandma had to say. "You know, God made everything seen and unseen. The wind and the sun and the meadows so green. Flowers and stars and oceans of blue. Trees, birds and rocks and all people too. And when God makes a person, a star or a wave, a part of God stays with whatever God made. So God lives in the sky, in the meadow and stream. God lives everywhere, and God's not a dream. God lives in the frogs and the birds and in you. When you're looking for God, it's easy to do. God lives in all things that you see, hear, or touch. God lives in all people. God's in each one of us. And when you meet people who are loving and good, they're letting God out just as everyone should. And if you meet people who seem hateful or bad, they've forgotten that God's here, and that makes God sad. God is gentle and loving and cares for us all. God gives us the strength to get up when we fall. God is always around to help us find truth, whether we're old or still in our youth. God's your best friend. God really cares. So make sure every day you take time for your prayers." So at the end of the book, Hope says her prayers. Can we say this prayer? Dear God, thank you so much for this wonderful day.
Thank you so much for this wonderful day.
Thanks for the friends who have showed me the way.